Protesters gathered in front of the Mexican consulate in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood yesterday. As KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports, they were there in support of a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Mexico.
Nestora Salgado lives in Renton normally, but she grew up in Olinala, Mexico. Over the last few years, she's been going back frequently and getting involved in the community. So involved, she ended up running a legal community police force. Mexican law allows indigenous communities to form such groups. In August, the local authorities arrested Salgado. Her supporters say she's a political prisoner. Tuesday morning, Salgado's 23-year-old daughter, Griselda Rodriguez, spoke to the small, supportive crowd.
We just want my mom back home.
We'll get her back home.
That's right. That's why we're here.
That is the goal today.
Rodriguez says her mom has been tortured in prison.
All she wanted was for the people in her hometown to feel that they have the right to live, you know, to live safely. She began to show evidence of a lot of political corruption, which is why she is now in a maximum security prison.
2 weeks ago, the Human Rights Law Clinic at Seattle University submitted a legal brief to the United Nations requesting Salgado's release. Associate law professor there, Thomas Antkowiak, says this case clearly violates international law, and he says he's worried for Salgado's life.
There's patterns of this already occurring in Guerrero. There's a number of community activists, indigenous activists, community police force activists who, again, are operating within the bounds of the law, who have been harassed, intimidated, detained, and even assassinated over in recent months in Guerrero.
Antkowiak says he has a signed memo from the governor of Guerrero pledging support to the community police force Salgado runs. He hopes U.S. officials will now get involved. Authorities in Mexico did not respond to KUOW's request for a comment on the case. Salgado's husband and daughters are trying to get by. Griselda Rodriguez's sister is staying in Mexico in hopes their mom will be able to call. So Rodriguez is taking care of her niece and nephew in addition to her own kids.
I have to be, you know, like the voice for us. And then my four kids now. I went from having two to four. So it's rough, but I mean, I have to keep moving, you know. I can't just sit home and cry.
They're hoping they'll get a response from Washington Senators Cantwell and Murray, as well as the U.S. Embassy. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.